We're going to learn Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We left off on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Haisa Pchusa Me'asar Tfachim. Let's say your Sukkah was less than 10 Tfachim tall and you wanted to fix it in order to make it tall enough to be kosher. So what did you do? The Chakak Makadei Lashlim La'asara. You dug down in the ground to make the floor lower so that it will now be 10 Tfachim tall on the from floor to ceiling. So Im Yesh Misfas Chakok V'Lakosel Shlosha Tfachim Psula. If you have 3 Tfachim or more between the edge of the indentation in the ground that you made, the edge of the bar sort of that you dug in the ground to between there and the wall, there's 3 tefachim or more, then the sukkah is going to be possible because the walls will not combine with the chakak, with what you dug in the ground. But if from the edge of what you dug in the ground to the side walls is less than 3 tefachim, then it's going to be kosher because we employ a principle known as lavud. Lavud is a very important principle in Maseches Sukkah as well as Maseches Erevin. It essentially means that when you have a gap of less than 3 tefachim, it's considered as if the gap is closed. It's considered as if the gap does not exist. It's a basic din in Dine Mechitzo. So within 3 Tvachim, it's as if there's no gap at all. So Frek the Gemara, wait a second. All of the cases we gave on Amud Aleph before, when we were talking about Dofen Akuma, we spoke about having 4 Amos to be able to say Dofen Akuma. So Maishna Hasam, why is it when it came to a sukkah that was too tall, that was more than 20 Amos tall, and you wanted to raise the floor in order to make it that the floor should be within 20 Amos of the ceiling? So we spoke about building a platform. So all those halachas were about having the edge of the platform within 4 amos of the side walls. So why is it that over there it was 4 amos? So Mishnah Hacha, and why is it when you're talking about lowering the floor of a tiny sukkah in order to make it deep enough, in order to make it tall enough, down pach mishosh tvachim, and all of a sudden the operative measurement is not 4 amos, but 3 tvachim, which is tiny. So it says Mar Hasam di Yisrael Adofen, pach me'arba amasagya. You see, anything that's more than 10 tefachim tall has a status of a wall. It may be more than 20 amos high, that's still a wall. It has at least the halachic status of a wall. It may not be kosher for a sukkah, but if you already have a wall and you just need that wall to become kosher for a sukkah, so then as long as it's within 4 amos, it's good enough. But over here, what you have on the sides is a wall that's less than 10 tefachim tall. A wall that's less than 10 tefachim tall is not a wall. It doesn't have the halachic status of a wall. You're trying to make it into a wall by connecting it to the depression that you're making in the ground. Yeah, for that, it needs to be really close to the depression in the ground, so close that it's within 3 tefachim. That's why it's only 3 tefachim. Only if it's within 3 tefachim it works. Haisa gvoa me'asar mamu banaba amud shuhu gvoa asar tefachim. Let's say your sukkah was more than 20 amos tall, and you build right in the middle of the sukkah an amud that's 10 tefachim tall, and from the top of that amud, of that pillar that you built in the sukkah, to the ceiling, to the schach, is less than 20 amos. And that platform that you built in the sukkah is 7x7 tefachim in its own right. But let's say it's the edges of that platform are way more than 4 amos from the walls. So you can't use the walls of the actual sukkah. Can you use the sides of the platform as the walls of the sukkah? Now it's interesting because the size of the, we call it an amud now, not an itstava, because an itstava doesn't have to be 10 tefachim tall. An amud, we assume that the amud itself, the platform itself that you're building, is 10 tefachim tall. So the platform itself has side walls, but you're standing on top of the platform, so you're not really surrounded by the walls. So the Gemara thinks to use Savra Abaye LeMeimar, good asik mechitzasa, that we can use this halachic fiction, so to speak, called this halach l'moshe misinai, that a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, we can sometimes view it as if the mechitza just continues straight up. So since there are side walls to this platform, we might, Abaye thought to say, to employ the principle of could ask mechitzasa, this legal fiction, and view it as if the walls continue straight up and actually surround you when you're standing on that platform, thereby making your sukkah kosher. Amalei Rava, b'inu mechitzasa nikaros v'leka. Rava says it doesn't work, because to have a kosher sukkah, it's not good enough to have halachic fiction walls. You need walls that are nikaros, that are clearly recognizable, and these walls are clearly not recognizable. Let's say you stick four poles into the ground and you put tzchach over them and there are no walls at all. So Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'cham posel. Rabbi Yaakov says, yeah, that's fine, that's kosher, and the Chum say it's posel. Samrav huna machlokes al svas agag. The machlokes is if you stuck those poles by the edge of a roof and you're building your sukkah on top of a roof. So and what they're arguing about is the rule of good asik mechitzta. Do we view the sides of the building, the sides of the house, the walls of the house, as continuing straight up and counting as the walls of the sukkah? So Rabbi Yaakov Savar Amrinon Gurasik Mechitzasa. Rabbanon Savi Lo Amrin Gurasik Mechitzasa. Rabbi Yaakov says we apply Gurasik Mechitzasa, and therefore when you're on that roof, in the sukkah on that roof, you're surrounded by the walls. It's considered halachically as if you're surrounded by the walls. But the Rabbanon say, no, we don't. We don't say you're surrounded by the walls, because the walls are the walls of the building beneath. But they don't continue straight up. Aval Be'emtza Agag Divrei Kol Psula. But if you were to just stick four poles in the middle of the roof, where it doesn't go along the edges where the walls are, then for sure it would be possible. Rav Nachman Amar, Be'emtza Agag Machlokes, that the Machlokes is, if it's in the Emtza Agag, the Machlokes between Rav Yaakov and the Rabbanon, is if you put the poles in the middle of the roof where it's not along the edges of the wall. So Ibailu, Bam Tagag Machlokes of Asfasagag Divrekal Kshera. What did he mean to say? What did Rav Nachman mean to say? That the Machlokes Tanaim is if the poles are in the middle of the roof, but if the poles are at the edge of the roof, everyone would say kosher? Or maybe the machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chum is both if it's Bam Tagag as well as if it's at the edge of the roof. So take the Gemara says we don't have a resolution to that. We're not sure what Rav Nachman meant, but now the Gemara challenges Rav Huna. If you put four poles into the ground and you put schach over those four poles, Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'cham poslin. Now think about it. Over here, it's not tzabar kundesin ba'aretz. You're not on top of a roof somewhere where you have side walls, and it's a question of a legal fiction. Do we view those side walls as if they continue straight up or not? It's directly in the ground. There are no side walls. And Rabbi Yaakov still says kosher. The Chacham say pasul, but Rabbi Yaakov still says kosher. Va'aretz dekeemtza agagdami. Putting it directly in the ground is the same as having it in the middle of a roof where there are no side walls. And still, the Kamachshir Rabbi Yaakov, and even so, Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, like Rav Nachman, that the Machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan is when it's Be'emtza Hagag. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, Tiyufta, so that's a Tiyufta on Rav Huna. Now, it's interesting, how could that be, that you have a sukkah that has no walls, that you have a sukkah where all it is poles and schach? So no, when Rabbi Yaakov says that it's kosher, what he means to say is that those poles themselves can constitute walls if the poles are big enough. I mean, if the poles are big enough that they could be hollowed out to be a tefach by a tefach, perpendicular, and you have that on all four sides, that itself is what Rabbi Yaakov is teaching us, that counts as a wall. So anyway, this is a Tiyuftan Rav Huna who thought that everyone would agree, Be'emtza Hagag, you can't just stick four poles down and put tzchach on it. Va'od, Be'emtzu Dupligi Aval, Sfas Hagag Divrei Hakol Kshera. And we could ask even further on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna, it sounds from this brisa that the machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan is only Bam Tzagag. But if it's al svas agag, everyone would say it's kosher. Even the Rabbanan would say it's kosher. So isn't this a double tiyufta on Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna thought the machlokas was al svas agag. So amlach Rav Huna, Rav Huna might say, look, you got me once, but you're not getting me twice. Pligi be'emtza agag, I was wrong about the emtza agag, you're right. There is a machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan be'emtza agag, I thought there wasn't, you got me on that one. But v'hu adin al svas agag, maybe when the Braisa says that there was a machlokas be'emtza agag, the Braisa is not suggesting that when the poles are put down by the edges of the roof, that it's going to be perfectly kosher. No, the Braisa would say that the same machlokas exists when you put it on the edge of the roof. Why does the Brisa formulate the machlokas and express the machlokas specifically in a case where you put these poles in the middle of the roof? It's to tell you just how strongly Rabbi Yaakov holds his opinion that even if you put it in the Emtzah Gag, even if you put it in the middle of the roof, it's still going to be kosher because of this concept of the Yomed, of having these poles that are large enough to create a one by one tefach corner piece, and you have four of those, that would be kosher. So it's a greater chiddush. We want to highlight the greatest chiddush. The greatest chiddush is that Rabbi Yaakov would even say it's kosher when you have four poles be'emtzah gag. But ein achinami, Rabbi Yaakov would say it's kosher if you have four poles of svas hagag, and the Rabbanan would say it's pasul on both counts. So I guess the main point over here is that we have proven there's definitely a machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan in a case where you stick four poles in the middle of a roof and put schach over it. And it could be that there's even a machlokas when you stick four poles at the edge of a roof and put schach over it. Tan Rabbanan, Na'atz Arba'a Kundesin. If you put four poles, Ba'aretz, V'sikei Chalgaban, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ro'in Kol She'ilu Yechakeku, He says the way to look at it is like we've been saying. You have to look at those poles and see if they're big enough that if you were to somehow carve them out, you would be able to create a one tefach by one tefach, you know, right angle piece on out of that pole. Then we view that pole as if it is one tefach by one tefach, and having four of them at the four corners of your sukkah is good enough. V'imlav, but if the poles are not thick enough to be able to carve out a one tefach by one tefach piece, then ein nidonin mishum diomad. Then it would not be able to create a kosher sukkah. Shab Yaakov Omer diyum de sukkah tefach. Rabbi Yaakov holds, in order to create a sense of diyomad by a sukkah, it needs to be one tefach. Meaning, in order to create that type of wall, see, normally by a sukkah you need actual mechitzos, but if you have on all four corners, you have one tefach by one tefach, that's going to be good enough. But it's got to be a tefach. V'cham omrim, ad shiushtayim kilchasim shlish safil tefach. And the Chacham say, no, you need real walls for a sukkah. There's no tricks. There's no one tefach by one tefach on all four corners. It's got to be two walls kilchasim, which means two walls that run exactly perpendicular to each other, that are at a right angle, and lavdafka exactly, but two walls at a right angle to each other, that go up one against the other, and then a third, that's afilu tefach. A third wall, and we'll get to the details of that later on, but a third wall, that's one tefach. So I guess the next main point will be that we have a machlokas, whether diomed works by a sukkah. Let's put it this way. Rabbi Yaakov holds diomed works by a sukkah, meaning four poles that could be hollowed out to one tefach by one tefach. And the Chacham say, no, you need shtayim kilchasan and shlishis afilu tefach. We didn't do a main point at the beginning of the Yomad. At the beginning of the Yomad, the main point should have been that if you have to dig in order to make your sukkah tall enough, the edge of the depression has to be within three tefachim of the walls. In order to make them walls, in order to turn them into walls, the edge of the depression has to be within three tefachim of the sides in order to turn the sides into walls. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots where we left off over here, about six lines from the bottom of the page.